Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Do you get discouraged when you look back on your ministry in 2018? Does it seem like you don't have much to show for your efforts? Join John Pound in this podcast to discover how to have fruit that remains.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Maple Shade, New Jersey. And this week we have on the podcast John Pound. As many of you are probably aware, John's been working through a series out of John chapter 15, where he's talking about the fruit-bearing life. And you know, this Christmas, holiday, New Year's season, I think it's very important for us to be considering whether our life is, in fact, fruitful. And here in this final part of his series, he's going to be challenging with something that's very convicting. You know, if you've had any kind of success in bearing fruit, sometimes the question can get asked, well, where are they? Well, here this week, John is going to be sharing with us the key to remaining fruit. So, John, why don't you share what God has put in your heart here today?
Thanks, Bobby. Today, as we conclude our series on the fruit-bearing life, I want to deal with the subject of fruit that remains. Last time, we looked at John 15:16, and we really focused on the first part of the verse. Today, I want to take you back to that same passage, and I want to focus on the last part of the verse. Listen to what Jesus says. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. And here's the key words. And that your fruit should remain. Growing up on my father's farm, we often planted a lot of different things. I remember one season in particular, he decided that he was going to plant a field of corn. We really had never planted corn before. We weren't really looking to build a big corn field. It wasn't anything like that. But we got out there with the rototiller, and we broke up all the ground and made rows in the dirt there. We took corn seeds and went out and planted them down into the dirt. We watered. And I watched as a little boy as this corn grew larger and larger and larger until eventually it was almost ready to harvest. And then, one fateful day, a storm rolled in. It was a pretty bad one. The winds were high. Basically, when we came out that evening, we saw that the field of corn, not quite ready for a harvest yet, had been completely blown down. It was unbelievable. We lost all of it. Satan would love it if just as we begin to see God yielding fruit in our life, specifically in our witness, to come at that last minute and knock it down. Satan's desire is to destroy our life. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus Christ wants you to bear fruit. Jesus Christ wants you to bear abundant fruit. In fact, Jesus Christ wants you to bear remaining fruit. How many ministries have existed to only one day later fall? How many times have we gotten an opportunity to share the gospel with somebody and begin to build a relationship and feel like we're making progress to simply have it fall apart? Last time we dealt with faith for fruit. And with you depending on God's promise and depending on His Spirit to help you, I want to talk to you about a very practical issue on how to have fruit that remains, and that's simply this, the area of follow-up. Far too often, when we see God opening a door, and we begin to take that first step of faith and begin to see, if I could put it, that fruit forming, we fail to follow up, and thus we lose the fruit. There's a man at our church who went out and decided that he was going to go knock on some doors one day, and as he was knocking, he met this couple. Nice couple, great people, good spirit. He realized that they weren't saved. He began to share the gospel with them and talk to them about the church and invite them out to the special Sunday they were having. You know what happened? They didn't come. So, the next Saturday, a week later, he went back, knocked on their door, invited them again. And they promised they'd come. They said, hey, we'll be there, we promise. Sunday came around, weren't there. This man continued to follow up on them in some form or another every week. He decided he just wasn't going to give up on them. Sometimes he'd stop by and leave notes. Sometimes he'd come by and leave a flyer. And he followed up on these people. He didn't give up on them. He didn't give up on the fifth time he went to their door. He didn't give up on the sixth time he went to their door. On the 10th time, on the 20th time, on the 30th time, on the 40th time, not even on the 50th time. This man followed up on this couple for 52 Saturdays in a row, an entire year. Every week they said, we'll be there. And every week they let him down. And finally, on the 52nd week, they came to church, they heard the gospel, they accepted Christ as their Savior. And today, they're wonderfully plugged into that ministry, serving the Lord faithfully with their family. You know why that happened? It happened because there was a man in that community who had made a decision that he wasn't going to give up on the door for fruit that God had opened for him. He had made a decision that by faith, he was going to continue to go back and continue to follow up. Do you have somebody you need to follow up on this week? Is there someone in your life that you've given up on? Let me tell you, if you decide to trust God and you continue to be faithful to what he's called you to do, continue to be faithful to go back to those people again and again, as often as the Lord leads you, I guarantee you, you'll see fruit that remains. Jesus said, I've ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Let's strive to have remaining fruit. Remember, total surrender, total dependence. That's the key.
Thank you so much for that, John. That's a blessing. You know what, young people, as you're taking a look at this new year coming up and assessing your life and looking forward to the goals you're going to set, may it be said of each of us that we not only know how to turn the world upside down with the gospel to see people saved, but that we also manifest what he talked about today, that faithfulness and faithfulness that grabs a hold of what God is doing and doesn't let go until it's completely and totally carried out. And really, the only way we're going to be able to do that is, as he shared in the previous sessions of that series, it's faith for fruit. But you know what? It's also faith that brings remaining fruit. So hey, let's surrender to the will of God, and let's depend upon his power to see people saved who will remain, and they themselves will turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.